We are learning Masechtas Makis, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We are beginning six lines from the top by the two dots. It says in the Mishnah that Nigmar Dinoi, the Allah is Eni Yitzel Oilom, and then the Mishnah goes weiter and explains that he's not allowed to leave the Ori Miklot for anything, even for a mitzvah. And even a general like Yoyev Ben Tzeruya cannot leave the Ir Miklot in order to save himself. Once we mentioned Yoyev ben Tzeruya, we're going to mention something about Yoyev ben Tzeruya where he tried to save himself in a different way. We're not going to Ari Miklot. We know that Yoyev ben Tzeruya killed two people in his lifetime. He killed Avner ben Ner, Va'amasa, he killed Amasa as well. And David was not happy with this. And David told Shlomo, with Yechachma, I want you to kill Yoyev. I want you to find a way to kill Yoyev. And Be'etzem, there was another thing that Yoyev did wrong. He was a married with Malchus. When Adoniyo tried to grab the Malucha at the end of David HaMelech's life, Yoyev supported Adoniyo. And therefore, Shlomo HaMelech paskin on him that he's Chayev Misa, as married with Malchus, and he sent Beno Ben Yada after him to kill him. And he ran away, Yoyev ran away, and he ran to the Mizbeach and held on to the Kronos, to the corners of Mizbeach, because the Pasuk says, Me'im mizbechi tikechenu lamos. If someone is a murderer, you take away from the mizbeach, but not me'al mizbechi. And Yoyev held that grabbing onto the corners is ki'ilu, it's me'al mizbechi, is on the mizbeach, and therefore he thought it'd be saved. But Maisi was wrong, and therefore they took him and they killed him, they killed Yoyev. So zok to Gemara, Omarav Yehuda, Omarav, shtei toyes to Yoyev v'isasho. Yoyev made two mistakes at that time. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, by Yonas Yoyev Oel Hashem, he ran to the tent of Hashem, Ve'yechazik Ve'karnos HaMizbech, and he grabbed the Karnos HaMizbech, and he tried to save himself. But it was a mistake. Ta'ah, first of all, She'ina Koylait Elagagoy. Only the roof of the Mizbech. You have to go on top of the Mizbech, but the holding onto the corners will not help. That's number one. Ve'utavis Ve'karnos HaMizbech, he grabbed onto the corners. Ta'ah, and another mistake he made is, and he grabbed the Mizbeach Shiloi. Now Rashi explains why does it have to be Dafka Mizbeach Veselom, Dafka Mizbeach Veselomikdosh, because it says, Me'im Mizbechi, the Mizbeach HaMiyuchadli. Now Rashi asks that Mishkan Shiloh is not around anymore in these days. It already was destroyed in the days of Eli. And in the days of David Ushleimer, there was no such thing as Mishkan Shiloh. Therefore he says this was the Bama that David erected to in order to bring Kabbalahs right before they went into Beis HaMikdash. This was in Givon, after Noiv Givon, he made a Mizbeach, a Bama. And really should say, Hutavas Mizbeach Shal Bama. So mistake number one was they grabbed him to the Karnis Mizbeach. You have to be on top of Mizbeach. Number two is, it's Dafka Mizbeach and Beis HaMikdash, not Mizbeach of Obama. Abayama is a third mistake. The only time it works as a protection, as a sanctuary from being saved, from being killed, is only if it's a Kayin and doing Avodah. Who's Zar? He was a Zar, and therefore Mizbeach wouldn't help him. Who's Zar? Amar Shlakish. Talking about mistakes, there's another Sar, a certain Malach that'll make a mistake, the Sar of Rome. The Sar of Rome, when Hashem brings Mashiach, the first one he's going to take the comma from is Raimi. And the Sar from Raimi will be first. The Sar of Raimi is Samuel. And this Sar made three mistakes. Shalosh toyes osid sorei shal Raimi litois. He's going to make three mistakes. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Mizeh Bama Edoim. So first of all, he made a mistake and he thought that Betzer is Betzer. Betzer is one of the Ori Miklot, and that's Betzer, but Betzer is something else. Who got a little Betzer? He ran to Betzer. Betzer is not the right place. Mistake number two is only works for a Shagig. Who made it? He was amazed. Toya, a third mistake, She'ini Kalezel Adam. It only works for Adam, who Malachu, he's a Malach, and therefore it does not work, the Ari Miklot does not work for him. So first of all, it was the wrong Ari era Miklot, it was Batzra, not Betzer. Betzer is the right one. Number two, it was Amazed. And number three, it only works for Adam, not for Malach. Amravo, Ari Miklot lo nostu l'kvura. In the Ari Miklot, you're not allowed to have basic chorus there. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, as we said, the Ori Miklot are the Ori Leviim, and it says about the Ori Leviim, you have to have these borders outside the city, these areas that are open areas made for the behemtom, rechusham, chachayosam, and we darshan dafka fechayim nitnuvla the kvuru, not for kvuru. The obvious question is from our Mishnah. Meisvei says in our Mishnah, shama It says Shamte Dirasai, Shamte Misasa, Shamte Kvurasai, that the Ritzeach, if he dies, they bury him there. If an example, when there's no Kohen Gadol whatsoever, he dies, they bury him there. Another example would be if he died before he went to Gadol, you also bury him there. So you see, you do bury the Ritzeach there. So why is he saying it's not made for Kvura? And for the Gemara, Ritzeach Shani, the Gadol Berachmanu. You're right. The Ritzeach is different. A Levi don't use it as basic Kvaras like the Pasuk says, Dafka V'chayim. But by Gavi the Ritzeach, says in the Pasuk clearly, Dav Yoshev Ba'aretz, it says that, Ba'aretz, it says, that's the Lashon there. So and it says Shama. That's a few different drashas there that shows that you make a kvura there. First of all, the drasha of Shama, and also, like we saw, the pasuk that says that we had on yesterday's blat. It says there that the bury loshen ba'aretz loshen l'shev is ba'aretz al meis hakayin, and we darshin what's yeshiva ba'aretz as kvura. So we find psukim that say ritzeach is different than is kvura. It says Kashem She'ir Keletas, the Tchum also is Keletas. That means if the Ritzeach stays in the Tchum of the city, he's protected. Reminu, when I ask you a kasha, it says in the Pasuk, V'yosha Va Ad Meis Kohen Gadol, what's the drasha? Ba V'loi B'Tchumah. It says, Klon HaBrayis, it has to be Ba V'loi B'Tchumah. Then in the Tchum is not a protection, it's not Ari Miklot. Ama Ba'la Kasha, Kan Likla, Kan Lador. When it says V'yosha Va, it means you have to live in the city, not live on the outskirts of the city, in the tchum of the city. But Kalita works, and to protect you, to be a sanctuary from the Goyal Adam, that helps even in the tchum. Freit the Gemara Lador, you don't need the Pasuk of Yashaba for that. Typically, then Isin Sodom Migrash, the halacha is that this Migrash has to be open, part of it completely open, Lanoi, and another part of it they plant the trees. And it says, the Isin Sodom Migrash, you can't make the Soda. There was altogether 2,000 Amis of area outside all the cities of Levium. 1,000 of the Amis was Migrash, empty space, and 1,000 Amis was used for planting. So it says, you cannot, Enos and Sada Migrash, that 1,000 you can't make in the Migrash, like Migrash, the 1,000 of Migrash you can't make in the Sada. And also, like Migrash, ear Migrash. The city can't be a Migrash, and the Migrash can't be a city. So you can't live there anyway, so what do you need the Pasuk of Yosha? But you now live anyway in the Migrash. That if you want to make a tunnel and live under the Tchum, so then the Loch is that Vayoshavah teaches us that the Ritzeach has to live in the city proper, cannot live in a tunnel under the city. He can live in a tunnel in the city, because that's called Vayoshavah, but Bavle Tchum is Karmel Afuke, even under the Tchum, he's not allowed to live. Levi would be able to, because the only one that he can make is a Migrash ear. But for the special din by Ritzeach, Vayoshavah, he has to live in the city and not in the Mechilas. Zok the Gemara, Vayit explained the mission. It says, Ritzeach, Shiyotza, Chutz, L'Tchum. If the Ritzeach left the city, and it went out of the Tchum, so it's Machlaikis. Rav Yaisi Haglili says, it's a mitzvah for the Gilam to kill him, and it's Rishos B'Yad Kol Adam. Rav Kiva says, Rishos B'Yad Kol Adam, and V'Chol Adam is Chayav M'Lav or Osir to kill him. Zok the Gemara, what's the Makara and the Droshas for these Mandiyam? Torah bottom. It says in the Pasuk, Matzah, that it says in the Pasuk before that, in Pasuk Chavav, it says, "Vim yotza yetzei haritzeach as gvul ir miklat eshon shama." If the ritzeach leaves the ir miklat that he ran away to, the next pasuk says, "Matzah oisa goyal adam mechutz le gvul ir miklatay." The goyal finds him, "V'rotzach goyal adam es haritzeach in ledom." He could kill him in ledom. Now, what does "v'rotzach" mean? So let's see. Talmud of "v'rotzach goyal adam es haritzeach mitzvah v'yag goyal adam." He learns "v'rotzach" loshon of mitzvah to do it. Mitzvah v'yag goyal adam. And anger Adam, it's just Biyakal Adam. Anyone could do it. Because always, Kal Adam is always one darg or less. They're very basically Gleedi. Kiva Emer, it's just Biyakal Adam, Kal Adam, Chayam Lav, or also Lav. My time, Yerk Zer Gleedi, Miksiv Im Ratzach, it says Ratzach. And like Rashi brings down, sometimes Ratzach means a tzivu, like you find, but also by the Mishkan, you find a Lashon like that, that Va'osa Batsava Aliyav, it can mean a tzivu. And Rakiva says, no, Rakiva says it's not a tzivu. Rakiva makes it a Yirtzach and says Yirtzach is Ratzach. And therefore only means if you want, it doesn't mean it's a Rishos and not that you have to. So you have Machlaikis, and it comes out that Kol Adam does one Darg or less. So basically he holds the mitzvah Yagur Adam, so everyone else is a Rishos. Rakiva holds that if the Yagur Adam is a Rishos, everyone else is Osir or Chai. The girl Adam found him and killed him. Neregalov. The girl Adam gets killed. So for the Gemara, command. Look at basically who says it's a mitzvah actually for the girl Adam to kill the Ritzeach. Look at Rabbi Kiva who says it's a Rishos. So he's saying Yechayiv. Who holds like that? So who holds like this is the following Tana. Tana the Brisa. Rabbi Leizer Eimer. The Pasuk says that Ad Omdoi. It says, "V'hoy lechem ha'orim lemiklat megoyal, v'lo yomus haratzeach ad omdoi lefnei ha'edel lemishpat." And this brisa darshan is like this: It sounds like the Goyal Adam killed Ritzeach if he went out of the city. And the Chazanish learns it means like this. Means it totally he goes to Din and the Bezdin Paskins that because he went out illegally, the Goyal Adam could kill him. But until then, he not allowed to kill him. He's talking Chayiv Misa. That's he learns in the Pasuk. Ad Omdu Fnei Eidel L'Mishpat. So what does Rishi Rekiva hold that is definitely not Naragalov? So what do they do with the Pasig Ad Omdu Fnei Eidel L'Mishpat? These are for something else entirely. Rishi Rekiva, hi Ad Omdu Fnei Eidel L'Mishpat, my Darshan. What a Darshan. These are for following the Brisa. Rekiva, I'm there. The Nihilus Sanhedrin, if Sanhedrin themselves saw someone killing someone else, saw Reuben killing Shimon, Shiro Echot Targus and Nefesh, Amy Mismaiso, they not allowed to kill them. Achiyam Bebezin Achid, go to Bebezin, Tamalim, Ad Omde, Fnei Eidel, Lemishbat, Achiyam, the Bezin Achar, until they go to another Bezin. That means they have to go to another Bezin in order. If you want to give them Misa, they saw it themselves. You have to go to another Bezin to pass Kamisa on them. And not the. And that's the idea. That's the idea of this pasuk. Get the idea from Bezdin. Frek the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Tosfos Shantz asks this question as well. That the Gemara Sanhedrin is a different reason. The reason is why Sanhedrin can't pass this because they know what Silu Eida. They can't find a schus because they saw it. That's what it asks. So here we're learning from a pasuk. So Tosfos Shantz and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz answer that answer like this. The time of the Hashem Itzurich like Dog Tigmar Dina Mamas Mahacha. Just saying that you can't learn Dina Mamas from here because by Dina Fashion Xeris Kosov, you have to go to different Bezdin, but there's a reason for it. The reason is because they can't see as Chus. That's the reason for it. But Lamai says Xeris Kosov, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rab Yossi Aglili. So according to the other man, the Yamba, Rabbi Yezer, we learn out from here that you don't kill the Reitzach until you Oymed Bedin, they left Ari Mikla. Mashenken, they hold, once you leave, it's either a Shos or it's a mitzvah to kill him. Tanra Abaram. It says in the Pasuk, V'im Yotza Yetzer Reitzach as Gvul Ir Meklotash. Yonah Shama says in the next Pasuk, the Goyal Adam could kill him. And the Shaila is, Ainli Elav Amazin. Only if he leaves Amazin. V'shoigim and Ihein have left V'shoigig. He also could be killed. Tamaloymarim Yotza Yetzer Dovel Oshem. Come on. V'atayim with the Raisa B'mezid Nerak. If he leaves Amazin, he could be killed. B'shoigig Goyla, which means V'shoigig, the Ritva says he goes back into Golas. So you see that Shoig is different than Mezid. One Bryce is saying that Yidarshim Yotzi Yetzi Dov Aloshin. Here it says only Mezid is Narag because he left. But a guy left Shoig, he didn't chap, he's going out of the city. He didn't chap where the Tum ended. Then he goes back into Gauls. You don't kill him. So my answer is, it's not Shver, because it's Machlaikis. And the Bia Machlaikis is, if Yotzi Yetzi is a normal Loshin or not. Like Kasha, Kamandama, I'm reading the Divertai Goshmi Adam. They talk like that, Yotzi Yetzi. Hakamandama, I'm reading the Divertai Goshmi Adam. Omar Abaya says that Mestavra commanded on different Goyal Adam, and that Meshoigeg you go back to Golos. You're not allowed to be killed by the Goyal Adam. Why? He says I'll starve that way. You know why? Shloye Seifer Chomer Tchilasa. Seifer means when he's leaving the Ari Miklat, and Tchilasa means the actual murder. Mat Tchilasa Bemezin Nerag. Meshoigeg Goyla, just like when someone commits a murder. Bemezin is Nerag. Meshoigeg Goyla. Seifer it's Dafka Bemezin Nerag. Meshoigeg Goyla. So that's what it makes sense to say that there's no ribui that a shoyig can be killed because he left Ari Mikli. He left b'shoyigig. He left by mistake. Ari Mikli should be killed. We have two brises now. Tani Chodo, Av Shaharag Benoy. A father killed a son. Now there's a Goyal Adam here. The Goyal Adam is the other son, a brother. Nasaloy Goyal Adam. He could be Goyal Adam. He could kill his father because his father killed the son. Tani Yidach Ein Benoy Nasaloy Goyal Adam. A Benoy cannot be a Goyal Adam. So what's the Bi'am Achleikis? Lema Harav Yisrael Glili Harav Kiva. If there's a mitzvah on the Goyal Adam, it must be over here. I don't know exactly, but here we say Machlekes over in the Brisa. If a son could be a Goyal Adam, what exactly is the case? The case is that he left the Ari Miklat. Is that the case? What's the case over here? Or Stam B'Shoiki? What was the exact case over here? You have to know exact case. We're totally in this Machlekes, so. It seems like it's telling the Machlekes. Or you can say that the whole mitzvah on the Goyal Adam, if it's a mitzvah or not, is across the board a Machlekes. But either way, we're being told this Machlekes, if a son is allowed to kill a father, is it a mitzvah or not? The Gemara says, Lema, Horeb Yisrael Glili, Varekiva. That fear is that's a mitzvah, so then a son kill a father. Rabbi Kiva holds it's a Roshos, he can't. Break him over. Tisbro, Bein Lamada Mitzvah, Bein Lamada Roshos, Mishar, he's not Mutav. Amar Rabbi Baruch Huna, Bechein Tal Rabbi Shmuel, L'chol, for all Averis, Ein Ben Nas HaShliach L'Aviv. A Ben cannot be a Shliach Bezdin to hurt his father, either L'Akoysoi, to give him Malkus, for L'Kalosoi, to give him a Klala, like Nidoi, Chutz, Mimesis. Besides a Mesis, which is someone who convinces someone to do with Vezara, Shaitar you should never Rachmanis. You should never Rachmanis them. But everywhere else, the son cannot do it. One's a son and one's a grandson. A son is muzer on the covenant of his father. A grandson, Rasha, is not muzer on the covenant of grandfather. Therefore, the grandson will do the shliach bez, and that's why I'm two prices. Haba benoi means the benoi of the reitzer. The other one is when it says benoi means the benoi of the horug. The benoi of the horug, which is a grandson of the reitzer, then he could kill his grandfather because he ain't a muzer akvoida. It sounds like from here's a raya. There's no chi of kibudavim on a grandfather. That's what it sounds like. There's no chi of kibudavim on a grandfather. But the Maaseh Ramah Paskin, there is a Chiyiv, so you have to say it's not the same level Chiyiv. And therefore we could say that here, when it's a mitzvah to kill him, that there will be, or stickle mitzvah, maybe going for your basic leader at least, that by a grandfather will be more kuladik, and will not muzer the same extent on Kvayde, and therefore the grandson could kill the grandfather, Mokka, and when there's a Shiloh of Goyal Adam.